This is the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. Early voting started in Georgia today, and there was a big turnout. Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger.
It looks like this is going to be a record breaker for the first day of early voting.
Correspondent Nancy Cordes is on the campaign trail.
Former President Donald Trump is holding back-to-back events in Georgia this evening, a state he lost by fewer than 12,000 votes in 2020. Trump also sat for questions Tuesday with Bloomberg and the Economic Club of Chicago, where he was asked if he has spoken to Russian President Vladimir Putin since leaving the White House.
I don't comment on that, but I will tell you that if I did, it's a smart thing.
Vice President Kamala Harris campaigned in Detroit, continuing her outreach to black voters, particularly men, and meeting with black business owners.
The secretaries of state and defense have written their Israeli counterparts warning arms shipments could be delayed for legal reasons if Israel doesn't do more to improve the humanitarian situation in Gaza. The National Security Council's John Kirby.
When we take the step of talking to our Israeli counterparts, orally or in writing about this, there's obviously a deep sense of urgency about it.
The Biden administration has warned Israel it must increase the amount of humanitarian aid it is allowing into Gaza within the next 30 days. There are more questions about why more wasn't done to prevent a deadly listeria outbreak connected to a boar's head plant in Virginia. Matt Piper has that.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture's internal watchdog has opened an investigation into the agency's handling of violations at a boar's head plant that led to a multi-state listeria outbreak. That from Senator Richard Blumenthal.
Year after year, the United States Department of Agriculture found serious violations at that plant and did virtually nothing.
The boar's head outbreak, which has led to the deaths of at least 10 people, happened after USDA inspectors turned up dozens of violations at the company's plant in Virginia. They included mold, mildew, and insects reportedly found throughout. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Walgreens is shutting 1,200 stores nationwide. Matt Bigler has been talking to shoppers in Fremont, California.
Customers at this Walgreens were surprised to hear the drugstore chain is closing hundreds of stores nationwide.
I hope this store don't close, though.
Nikki says she's mostly worried about senior citizens living in drugstore deserts.
I think it'll be an inconvenience, especially for the older generation.
Walgreens has not announced which stores will be among the 1,200 locations closing by 2027.
The pandas have arrived at the National Zoo.
Welcome, pandas!
The two pandas arrived in Washington from China today. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has an exclusive rate plan just for you. Right now, get two lines of talk, text, and data for just $30 a line. That's a 45% savings versus Verizon and AT&T. Plus, you can get one of the latest 5G phones free when you add a line. That's right, a free 5G phone. Experience all this and more on America's largest 5G network. So why wait? At T-Mobile, customers 55 and up can get two lines of talk, text, and data for only $30 a line. Just go to T-Mobile.com/choice55 or visit your local store to make the switch.
With auto pay using debit or bank account plus taxes and fees, 45% off two lines versus AT&T Starter and Verizon Welcome. Plan benefits vary. Free phones up to $300 off with 24 monthly bill credits and qualifying new line for well-qualified customers plus tax and $35 device connection charge. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue remaining bill credits. Bill credits end if you pay off device early. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Job. Terms and conditions apply.
A new report by the UN finds 2 billion women and girls around the world lack social protection. CBS's Stacey Lynn reports.
What are social protections?
Ensuring income security for all.
But lead researcher Silke Stab says almost a quarter of the world's population is lacking.
These numbers are staggering.
She says they desperately need to close the financing gap.
For low and middle income countries is around $1.4 trillion.
And they're calling for international intervention to target wealth inequality in general.
We really need urgent action on debt cancellation, debt restructuring.
Stacey Lynn, CBS News.
New research on attention deficit hyperactivity disorder finds 15.5 million U.S. adults may have it. As many as 25% of adults have gone undiagnosed. Researchers say the problem is more common than we realize. I'm Cammie McCormick, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Some lingering clouds with a stray shower or two this evening. Otherwise, a partly cloudy sky tonight. Freeze warning issued for areas of frost. Lows in the mid-30s. Sunshine returns for tomorrow. A high in the mid-50s. And sunny and low 60s Thursday. Right now, it's 48.
WRJN. It's the little old lady from Pasadena.
Pasadena on WRJN, your home for local news and timeless hits. Here we are just after 6 o'clock, kind of the end of a cold winter-like day. Things improve as we go forward. A check of the forecast coming up, although it is only 46 now at Radio Park. Ugh.
Memorial Park to Sturtevant. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Just as fast as she can now, and she'll have fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-Rid away.
Fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-Rid away.
Well, Chris can't stand her 'cause she walks, looks and cries like an ace.
You walk
now.
Like an ace now, you walk like an ace.
And she makes the Indy 500 look like a Roman chariot race.
You look like an ace now, you look like an ace.
A lot of guys try to catch her, but she leads them on a wild goose chase.
You drive like an ace now, you drive like an ace.
She'll have fun, fun. Well, you knew all along that your dad was giving wise to you now.
Now you shouldn't have lied.
And since he took your set of keys, you've been thinking that your fun is all through.
You shouldn't have lied. Now you shouldn't have lied.
But you can come along with me, 'cause we got a lot of things to do.
Well, just past the end of the 6 o'clock news, we've had the little old lady from Pasadena driving like a mad woman. Now, having fun with the Beach Boys on WRJN. You're home for local news and timeless hits. Yeah, Tuesday night, cold, chilly, fireplace kind of night. We've got the lineup of great timeless hits for you. Doobies, WRJN, real place in Texas.
his face again. That's why your love keeps on lifting me higher, higher and higher. I said your love keeps on lifting higher and higher. All right.
Wilson, hits higher and higher on WRJN. You're home for local news and timeless hits. Here we are Tuesday night, looking forward to the weekend already. Had a good football weekend last weekend. Packers, Badgers on top. Good high school game between Park and Horlick. Now this week, a little bit of a change in our high school lineup. We are going to do the game starting at 5:30, the pregame rather at 5:30, as we head on down to Indian Trail High School and Academy in Kenosha to bring you the game against Park. It'll be a 5:30 pregame, 6 o'clock kickoff this Friday with Dick Crisefa on WRJN, your home for local news and timeless hits.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde suggested most nursing home residents shouldn't be allowed to vote because of their life expectancy.
Listen to Eric Hovde.
Well, if you're in a nursing home, you only have 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is in a point to vote.
He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Even though I'm old, I'm doing just fine, Eric Hovde.
Son, I've served this country. I think I can handle a ballot.
Listen to Eric Hovde again.
Almost nobody in a nursing home is in a point to vote.
What's he talking about?
Didn't he learn to respect his elders?
Eric Hovde hasn't just insulted older Wisconsinites. He's also proposed cutting Social Security, Medicare, and nursing home care, even veterans benefits.
He's crazy.
He's a jerk.
Eric Hovde, what's wrong with this guy?
I'm Tammy Baldwin, candidate for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
WRJN. I hear something saying,
sound of the men working on the chain. Gang, that's the sound of the men working on the chain. Gang,
all day long they're saying,
put, ah, put, ah, put, ah, put, ah.
Now don't you know,
that's the sound of the men working on the chain. The men working on the chain. Gang.
All day long they work so hard till the sun is going down. Working on the highways and byways and wearing a frown. You hear them moaning their lives away. Then you hear somebody say,
chain. Gang, that's the sound of the men working on the chain. Gang,
can't you hear them saying, I'm going home one of these days. I'm going home, see my woman whom I love so dear. But meanwhile, I've got to work right here.
That's the sound of the men working on the chain.
So hard, give me water. I'm thirsty, my
yeah, one of the so sweetest hard. Voices from the 50s and 60s. Sam Cooke with the Chain Gang on WRJN. You're home for local news and timeless hits. So we go from sweet voice of Sam Cooke to the smooth as butter voice of Smokey Robinson. WRJN.
Closer and it's easy to trace all the tracks of my tears.
WRJN, proud to be a civic media station. And now that WRJN is more focused locally on Racine with local news and timeless hits, we invite you to find all of your favorite civic media shows and hosts on the Civic Media app or by tuning to 540 AM WAUK. Earl Ingram, Jane Matinere, Todd Alba, Maggie Dawn are all still there and easy to find by simply twisting the dial. And while you're here, we hope you'll keep your button set on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and the historic 1400 AM as we refresh with local news and timeless hits. WRJN. 97 years. Racine's home for local news. Now Timeless Hits 2. Well, good evening. Welcome into Tuesday night. Trying to stay warm out there. The wind's still blowing. Temperatures in the 40s here at Radio Park tonight. One of those great summer-sounding songs, the intro of the song, says all you need to know. As soon as you hear the first few notes, you know it's the Mamas and Papas.
She covered me in red.
97 years, Racine's home for local news, now Timeless Hits 2. How you doing? We're rolling into Tuesday night, trying to stay warm. Forecast says tomorrow we'll see more sun, less wind, and temperatures in the mid-50s. Got to get through tonight, though. It is 46 at Radio Park. A little shiver in the air tonight.
Through the mirror of my mind, time after time, I see a reflection of you and me. Reflections of the way life used to be. Reflections of the love you took from me. Oh, I'm all alone now. No love to shield me. Trapped in a world that's a distorted reality. Happiness you took from me and left me alone. With only memories through the mirror of my mind, through these tears that I'm crying, reflects the hurt I can't control. Lost from the hurt that you have caused. Everywhere I turn, seems like everything I see reflects the love that used to be.
WRJN.
There's a port on a western bay, and it serves 100 ships a day. Lonely sailors pass the time away and talk about their homes. And there's a girl in this harbor town, and she works laying whiskey down. They say, "Brandy, fetch another round." She serves them whiskey and wine. The sailors say, "Brandy, you're a fine girl. Brandy loved. He came
walks through a silent town and loves a man who's not around. She still can't hear him say, she hears him say, Brandy, you're a fine girl.
Nighttime. It's Neil Diamond on WRJN. For 97 years, you're home for local news and now timeless hits, too, along with a great lineup of football this weekend. High school football, 5:30. It's Park at Indian Trails Academy in Kenosha. That's on Friday. Then we do the Badgers on Saturday, pregame at 9, kickoff at 11. Packers, again, 10 a.m. pregame on Sunday with a noon kickoff. When the Texans come to Lambeau Field. All kinds of great stuff with the timeless hits sprinkled in between all night long, all day long here on WRJN.
Just who is Peter Barca? Barca is a career politician we simply can't trust. We can't trust him to protect law enforcement because Barca raised money for an anti-police group that called our officers occupying soldiers. Can't trust Barca on the border either. He voted to support sanctuary cities putting violent criminals before our families. And while fentanyl floods our streets, Barca chose radical politics over our safety. Our veterans can't trust Peter Barca. He voted to cut the benefits they earned and deserve, endangering our families and communities, dishonoring our veterans. We just can't trust a career politician like Peter Barca.
I'm Brian Style. I'm working to support families, stand with law enforcement, and honor our veterans. Families are struggling to afford the things that they need. That's why I'm working to lower costs and stop wasteful spending. I'm Brian Style, and I approve this message because together, we will get our country back on track.
Paid for by Style for Wisconsin.
The green and gold, tailgating the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965 following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
We please when the weather's fine. We go fishing or go sailing.
see. We're always happy, the lives we live in, yeah, that's our philosophy. Sing along with us, dee-dee-dee-dee-dee.
Well, we were happy a week ago when temperatures were in the 70s. Tonight, it is going to be chilly, down to the low to mid 30s overnight. Tonight, inland, we could see some frost, so plants may be in danger. Tomorrow, though, 55 and sunny. 46 at Radio Park now. An update on CBS News coming up at 7 o'clock. And, of course, a full forecast for you, too, as we roll through another night of timeless hits on your home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. Early voting started in Georgia today, and there was a big turnout. Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger.
It looks like this is going to be a record breaker for the first day of early voting.
Correspondent Nancy Cordes is on the campaign trail.
Former President Donald Trump is holding back-to-back events in Georgia this evening, a state he lost by fewer than 12,000 votes in 2020. Trump also sat for questions Tuesday with Bloomberg and the Economic Club of Chicago, where he was asked if he has spoken to Russian President Vladimir Putin.